You're listening to the Outer Banks This Week podcast, a place for people to hear what's going on up and down the beach and to get the truth about what really goes on around the Outer Banks. So, are you ready? Here we go.
All right. Special thank you to my main man, Wes, for that wonderful intro. Outer Banks This Week podcast, episode number 61, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Man, what a great story he had for us last week about how he got started in the car biz. And as I like to say, if it has doors, it can be yours, whether it be a shed, whether it be a car, Kelly can get you outfitted. He is the used car king of the Outer Banks. Right there on Highway 64 in Manio since 2010. Go look at his website to see all what he has. Wonderful vehicles there online at kellysobxauto.com. Yeah, this is episode 61 of the podcast. Oh, gosh, it's bike week, okay? It's the beginning of bike week as I record this podcast. I have not seen many motorcycles just yet. Now, I have not ventured over the bridge from Manio into Nag's Head and further in places further north, but there are lots of motorcycles that show up for bike week. Weather this week looking like it's going to be kind of interesting, maybe some not so temperatures not as warm as they've been. I don't know about forecast for precipitation and stuff like that. Of course, I'm not going to get into all that because when you hear this podcast, it's not going to matter anyway. But bike week's always a big thing around here. You've got so many different activities going on at places like Lucky 12, places like Longboards, places up and down the beach. Shipwrecks does things. The Outer Banks Harley Davidson in Harbinger will always have a big showing of folks. So guaranteed to find something to do. If you're a biker here on the Outer Banks, please maneuver around the highways carefully. If you are a regular four-wheeled vehicle driver on the Outer Banks, check those blind spots a good handful of times, please, okay? Because those bikers can sneak up on you, all right? And you won't even know that they're there until it's too late. So please, you know, what do they say? Mirror, mirror, blind spot. Is that what you're supposed to do when you're checking to change lanes? You rear view mirror, side mirror, blind spot, and check it twice. Okay. Honestly, I say it kind of laughingly in some ways, but at the same time, I'm being serious because we don't need any accidents on the Outer Banks involving motorcycles throughout this entire week. Again, by the time you hear this, bike week will be over halfway over, but still, you need to be careful with that. And bike week's always a big thing, so that's always fun. Coming in today, let's see. Oh, Mr. Michael Parrish and Mr. Aaron Burgess from ELS OBX, because electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And I want to talk to them a little bit about all the different types of work they do, whether it be residential or business. I know that they just did a big job over at the Lost Colony Waterfront Drama. They're getting ready to start some work at the Awanches Community Building. They do big jobs, and again, they also do residential, and I want to see if I can get them to tell some stories about some things that they've done or things that they've experienced while on a job, if any electrifying experiences have taken place, and just chit-chat with them about that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. News, not a whole lot news-wise. It's really jumping off the page at me. I know that if you want great local news, you're going to want to go to samwalkerobxnews.com. Sam and his wife, Emily, have that fantastic podcast as well, the Sam and In podcast. And they have been, I've been following them here lately, and I got to get caught up on their podcast. I'm a little bit behind, guys. I'm not even going to lie. But they have been at Disney World doing a Run Disney. Now, when I had them on a few months back, they talked all about how they go and they do all these Disney runs and they'll go to Disney a good handful of times a year. They're Disney freaks. That's okay, though. They're there right now and they're running these different races. I see them posting many, many things on a regular basis on either one of their Facebook pages, whether it's Sam Walker or Emily Walker. They're posting and I'm happy for them, man. Get to go do those types of things and enjoy it. Good for them. If that's what they want to do, great. But again, samwalkerobxnews.com is where you can get a great taste of local news here on the Outer Banks. samwalkerobxnews.com. Go like and subscribe to their podcast as well because it's a great, great podcast. Lots of good self-help type things going on in there. Lots of good energy coming from that podcast, the Sam and M podcast. Oh, gosh, I want to thank Kelly Midget for coming in. Kelly was here last week from Kelly's Automotive in Manio. great story about how he got started. I didn't realize that he had worked for Outer Banks Pest Control prior to opening up his car business. He's a fantastic individual, very nice guy, does so much to give back to the communities around Eastern North Carolina and Dare County. Very thankful to have him as woven well into the fabric of this area. And he's got some great ideas, some things he was tossing out to me about things we could do with the podcast. So being the presenting sponsor, I'm going to meet with him and we're going to discuss these things because you keep your presenting sponsor happy and he'll come back year after year. Love me some Kelly. And I want to thank him again for coming in. Captain Marty, we have started 5 days a week with Captain Marty and his fishing reports, okay? It was just 3 days a week. Things are a little slower, but things are starting to pick up, and Captain Marty is picking up all sorts of steam. I want to thank all of those that have jumped on to sponsor Captain Marty. Bayless Boat Works is one. Got a good handful of folks. Radcliffe Marine in Bellhaven. So many more. Red Drum Tackle, ELS OBX. The list goes on and on, and you get to hear all their mentions and everything in those fishing reports. He's got his own channel on our platform. He's on Spotify. He's on Pandora. He's on all your major podcast platforms. You can listen to his fishing reports and his stories. His story from this past week was the Big Al's banana pudding. And it is absolutely hilarious. If you have not listened to it yet, go listen to Big Al's banana pudding, the story that Marty tells and how they pull a joke on Captain Lee Perry. It is absolutely hilarious. Guarantee you're going to laugh. So, Captain Marty, we're thankful to have him. And again, he's got his own little button on our website at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. You can click on his button and go listen to all of his fishing reports. And you can even listen to some reports from a few days back and be like, well, what were they catching last week at this time? That kind of thing. And he can tell you because we got them recorded and all archived right online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. All right. Shout outs. I don't really have any this week. I haven't gotten any or anybody that's really emailed me in saying anything about the podcast, but I do want to shout out. I'll give one shout out right now to White's in Man's Harbor. Okay. White's is right next to Outland Seafood in Man's Harbor. If you're not familiar, they have a little luncheonette diner in there. And Marty's always telling me, he's like, Justin, you got to get the fried grouper sandwich. You got to get the fried grouper sandwich. You got to get the fried grouper sandwich. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, get the fried grouper sandwich. It is phenomenal, okay? It's right there inside White Shopping Center. They got all sorts of fun stuff in there as well, little knickknacks and things that you can buy to take to the beach with you, things, souvenirs you can buy to take home with you. And, of course, they're a full-service gas station, and they also have all your drinks and snacks and things. They got fishing supplies right there at White's in Man's Harbor. But they also have that fried grouper sandwich inside the restaurant area of White's, and it is fantastic. So I want to shout out to them because I stopped and got one of those sandwiches just the other day. So funny enough, I ran into Captain Marty in there. He was on his way out. I was on my way in, and we were chit-chatting. And I said, I'm going to get a fried grouper sandwich. He's like, you better. So it was very good. That's White's in Man's Harbor right next to Outland Seafood. It's right before you get on the new Man's Harbor Bridge coming to the beach. You can't miss it. You've got to go by it if you're on Highway 64. You cannot miss it. If you miss it, it's because you were blind and you don't need to have a driver's license. So, all right, coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to talk to the fine folks at ELS OBX, Mr. Michael Parrish and Mr. Aaron Burgess. But before we do that, how about we just prelude it with their spot here on the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. And that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELS OBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on. All right, without further ado, I talked about them being in here in just a few moments. You just heard the commercial for ELS OBX. In here with me right now, I got Mr. Michael Parrish, Mr. Aaron Burgess, both of ELS OBX. Guys, what's going on?
Hey, Justin, happy to be here.
Hey, Justin, good to be here. Thank you for having us.
I was really glad y'all were able to come. I mean, ever since I kind of this ball got set in motion, which, Mr. Aaron, I got to give you the credit because you were like, hey,
absolutely,
this would be a great thing. I'm going to talk to my boss. I think you need to come talk to him and help get us out there a little bit more. I've been excited to learn a little bit more about the things that you all do, how y'all got started, the projects that you work on, you know, maybe a funny story or two. Because, I mean, it's like I said in the commercial, electricity, something I don't mix well with at all. So with that being said, Mr. Michael, tell your position. What do you do at ELSOBX? Who are you of ELSOBX?
I kind of see overall operations of our branch in the Outer Banks and day to day between helping my apprentice, showing them, you know, the right ways we do things, right applications, obviously that of code.
Okay.
And you know, we do have fun with it. Big props to my dad. He opened, he started this branch about 4 to 5 years ago. He met other contacts like he always does, and I kind of rolled right in place. I brought the energy that we had in Richmond down here.
Okay, so wait a minute. All right, let's back up just a little bit. You said open this branch, so there's other branches of ELSOBX. Well, ELS, I guess we should say, not ELSOBX. Right. There's only one of those. But so this is a part of a bigger company.
Sure.
Where are your other locations?
We started in Richmond. That's our other location. We opened the doors in 2000, I believe, 2001.
Okay.
And I started with my dad since I can remember holding panel screws and
okay
and wire nuts and yeah. So he started that, and you know, we've grown and prospered ever since, and it led us down here.
So you kind of knew this was going to be your path since you were a kid. You were like, I'm going to be that guy with the power. Is that right? Is that an accurate statement, Mr. Parrish?
In some regard, yes.
In some regard, he holds the power right there. Because, I mean, it's like you said just a few moments ago before we got everything, we turned the microphones on, you know. Without you, the HVAC isn't going to work.
Right.
Your lights, obviously, the bulbs are not going to shine bright. There's so many different elements to a building, to the world that correct will not function. I could not record this podcast without electricity. And you all are the connector of that, all right?
Exactly. It goes with the trade wars. We are the most important.
Okay.
Despite what the plumbers and HVAC says, we are the most important. But no, everybody's important, but obviously what we do is a key component to the rest of the construction field and to everybody's everyday life.
Okay. All right. That's fair to say, because I was going to say, I mean, you know, you said each one of them have their own level of importance, but I mean, it would be hard to argue with you all that somebody else is. We're not going to get it. We're not going to get it. That's a rabbit hole we could go down. Then I'm going to upset all the plumbers. I'm going to have people trying to come to my house and beat me up and stuff. And I'm not trying to do all that, you know?
No, but it really operates at a nice flow, just because I learned how jobs should progress properly in Richmond. And we've shared that with our contractors that we work with, and all our mechanical guys that we work with, all the plumbers. They're able to. I want them to do their thing before we even start.
Really? And so that's the preference there. You would rather have those other trades kind of go ahead and get their stuff done, and that way, and then you finish in and kind of come in and fill in where you can. Is that accurate, or fill in the rest?
Right. Most of the time, all their supply lines, water and air are rigid duct and piped in. So I'd rather have them out of the way and we can go around them, not to come back.
All right.
There's kind of a unwritten flow in the construction world where electrical is kind of like your last trade to come in.
Okay.
Because it's just a little easier for us to work around everybody.
And on big commercial jobs that I came up with, to the most important, or at least to me, aspect of it was all about lighting.
Right.
Because you can do so much with lighting and controls, and it figuratively you can paint with it.
Okay. See, I remember when I was in the marine yacht construction business for a very, very short period of time. I was doing the plumbing and some of those different things, and running power steering lines. That was my job. And I remember running my power steering lines on a boat that I wasn't supposed to get started on yet. And next thing you know, my lines had been moved, and there was a chaseway cut, and there was a bunch of wiring running in the spot where I had my power steering lines. And I remember not being too thrilled about that. So I guess it's a little bit different in the building construction world. You say let them put their stuff in first, then you all come in and fill it in and finish up. Is that right? Okay. Right. So we here at Outer Banks this week had the privilege of being able to join you guys on location while y'all did some different work and applications. Now, Mr. Michael, you were at the Lost Colony Waterfront Drama doing something, man. Like you.
Yeah, we were.
What were y'all doing? What was the deal there? Were you doing the, like redoing all the wiring? What was up?
We were just going through each. So the way all their theatrical lighting works is through Socapex, a Socapex system, which have different pin sets for different conductors, yada, yada, yada.
Okay, but okay.
We're going through and verifying that all the voltage was there properly as it should be, 120/208, and making sure that all the cabinets were where they're tight, because obviously they're on the waterfront.
Right, of course, so yeah.
Just tightening up everything, making sure they're ready to go for this season. And we completed all that in a steadfast time, and which actually is going to help them set up actually early, so...
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Because I was thinking about, like, that's a pretty big job. Now, y'all do other big jobs like that. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Just some of the big jobs that y'all do?
Yeah, Aaron, first, your big commercial project, or residential projects, I should say.
Yeah, so we do both commercial and residential.
Okay.
I know on the commercial side, we've had Lost Colony, Sherwin Williams, okay, and we have the Wanchese Community Building that's coming up. Some work going there. Residential, we cover anything from bathroom renovations all the way up to new construction. So anywhere from Corolla down to Hatteras over to Williamston, we have covered a wide range area with wide range projects.
Wow. Okay. What's a common, I mean, I don't know if that's the right way to ask, but like, what's a common job? Like, what's something that you normally, when you get a phone call, mm-hmm, hey, I need you to come do this job. Like, what's a common question or a common job that people try to, that they want you to do is, I guess, a good question.
On the residential side, a lot of the calls that we're getting is for remodel projects.
Okay.
You know, one thing that I like to say is everybody likes salt life until you have to do maintenance here on the beach. You know, we've all been here long enough. We know the impact that the beach has on our homes and mm-hmm houses, investments. And so there's a lot of maintenance that has to take place. Some people, you know, not only maintenance, but they want to renovate what they already have or add to. So we do get a lot of calls for remodel and renovation, from changing lights out to devices. That's a lot of our calls on top of new construction.
Okay. All right. So that's most of it. So let me ask you.
And to note on that, on the commercial side, that is, some of the other commercial projects we've completed have been Swells of Brewing, which was 480 volt, three phase, and as well as recent renovations at Duck Donuts and commercial kitchens alike. So, you know, we take care of everything from residential to commercial to pools, to spas, to boat lifts, to lighting design, goodness, layout, whatever it is.
Goodness. Now, with the Duck Donut thing, did they get, like, at least hook you up with some donuts or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, some beers as well.
Trey, my apprentice, he took note of the donuts very well.
I bet. I would, too. If I was in there, I'd be like, hey, look, you know, I run this chase over here, hook it up the right way, give me a dozen.
Absolutely.
I won't tell the boss, you know what I mean? Won't tell the boss. It swells, I'd be like, yo.
He had quite a few dozen. I took some of the beer. So
there you go. Yeah. All right. That worked out. It worked out. Now, you all have a storefront in Manio. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And that's over there. It's across from Manio Marine, right next to Artie Sawyer in the building where Clockman's is and everything like that. Y'all, I've been in there, obviously. Y'all have a lot of different things in there that people can, if they have some do-it-yourselfers. What kind of stuff do you have in your store?
They can get anything from smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, to light bulbs, devices, anything you need for your home. If you want to change your plates out, smokes, bulbs, we have you covered.
Light fixtures as well.
Fixtures. A lot of the older homes have the recessed lighting. Well, we carry the LED retrofit. So you can take the bulb and the housing or the trim down and just put all one piece in. You can put your settings if you like it a little softer. We got you covered. If you want to take it nice and bright, you could change the setting.
Very nice.
So we got a little bit of everything for everyone.
A little bit of everything for everyone.
And also the contractors, we've had several other electrical contractors come in and stock many items they would use out in the field as well. PVC conduit, THHN, EMT, you know, breakers, three phase, single phase, everything. Anybody can eat their house and more.
Okay, cool deal. So
with the store, we try to help both the homeowner and contractors. You know, we're just here to make the Outer Banks better. no matter who you are.
And brighter.
And brighter. Indeed. There you go. We could definitely make it brighter.
With town ordinances, that is.
Don't worry about those. I'll throw that book out the window. Yeah. Town ordinance, what's that?
Well, one thing I like to tell our customers is we are here to make your electrical dreams come true. So whatever you need, we got you covered.
So you're like the Rock. You're like the most electrifying.
Exactly.
I love it. I love the energy there.
We're here to brighten your day.
So you got the storefront there again, and you say you speak to the contractors and the do-it-yourselfers, the homeowners alike. So in case they've got something simple that they can do, and the contractors, if they need some different things, different parts, different materials for their job sites or whatnot, they can come and get it from you as well. And people need to know that they can call you up and go online, ELSOBX.com,
correct,
to see any of these different things and look at the different services that you offer. That's very important.
I'm going to add to that with the store, because we know we got clients down south, and you know, we want our customers down south to know that even if they would like to purchase products, we constantly have a crew or someone going south.
Or an accommodation can be made.
Yeah, where we can make those accommodations. If we're coming down that way, we'll bring it by. We'll drop it off. We have a contractor we work with who is down in the Tri-Village and down towards Hatteras that we take supplies to.
Very nice.
Like I said, we're here to accommodate all of our customers.
Now, let me ask you this. Real estate companies. Mm-hmm. Now, if a real estate company wanted to use you exclusively as their company that they go to for any electrical issues or whatnot, is that something you open the door to? Is that something that you would do?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Do you currently work with any real estate companies?
We've worked with a few. Today, I work with Resort Realty.
Okay.
Because we had to add a microwave circuit in for a customer up in Duck area. And so we work with Resort Realty to obviously gain access and do the work, because the homeowners, you know, reside out of the Outer Banks.
Okay. Excellent. All right.
As well as Bermuda Bay, we set several three-phase panels in there for their various pumps for the ponds. And
well, one thing that I do know, there's an individual I know. She's the property management expert for the Outer Banks Association of Realtors. I'll put in a word for you. You know,
might have an inside track.
I'll see her. I see her on a daily basis. Okay. You know, and I'll see her later and everything like that. So I'll throw a word in for you guys in that world.
Absolutely appreciate
and,
that.
And even with our customers and resort agencies, one thing that we strive to do is guarantee two things. Number one, communication. On the residential side, for sure, since I'm the residential manager, I communicate within 24 hours with any customer and all customers. It doesn't matter if you're a contractor or a homeowner. You reach out to me within 24 hours, you get contacted back, which is big.
That's important. That is very big.
It's big in this area.
We haven't noticed down here, and it's one thing that I grew up on, especially in the trades, is you callbacks. You have to be in touch with your customers and with your help, you know, your guys in the field. I mean, communication is key to every aspect of what we do.
That is, absolutely. Yeah, it's very
so
important.
So even like today, I had a call. Homeowner wasn't there. Communicated, hey, on site, did the work. Then text them when I was leaving, hey, job's done. How secure? You know, going. So there's continual communication. We try to make that a priority.
A level of trust, too.
A level of trust, as well as, you know, integrity of work. We want to make sure that our work is top notch, you know, because there's a lot of good contractors in this area, a lot of good ones. So what's going to separate? Why should you call us instead of the next individual? Well, number one, I'm going to guarantee communication. Number two, we're going to do integrity work. We're going to do it right the first time.
Okay. Very beautiful. Very nice. And that's important. Like you said, with this environment being, you know, salt air filled.
Yes.
You know, and keeping it tight and making sure that everything is covered properly and lined and insulated. There's the word.
Yes,
that's insulated. The word I was looking for. Yes. Insulated the right way. That it's very important, like you said. And and that level of integrity that you speak to is very highly sought after.
Right.
So that's a big thing. The communication and the integrity of work is a beautiful thing.
I believe Aaron and I both think that, you know, your work speaks of who you are, essentially, and that as it should be. And that's why I've always taught Trey and other apprentices I've had, you know, when you walk away from the site, your work speaks for you, and clean up your mess, That's what people are going to remember is we show up on time, we communicate, we do it the right way, and it's done right.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. That's awesome. And I can tell you right now, like I have a job that I think I've mentioned to you all a few different times that I need looked at my house. And I promise we're going to do this.
I've called you more than you've called me.
Yeah, I was going to say. Michael has. He's called me. He's like, man, you got this job you keep talking about. Why haven't you called us back yet? I'm like, man, come on. Like, I'm busy. But I'll tell you, in the near future, I'm going to have you come look at it and give me an idea of what the cost is going to be. Because I just got to plan for things. You know, money, I got to make sure when I'm going and I'm spending it, I got to make sure I plan for it. So, because I do have like two little jobs. Like one of them is just a simple light replacement over top of the sink. And then I'm talking about trying to get power to my shed.
Yes.
You know, so I'm doing that the right way from my breaker box and all that kind of stuff. And then again, that's language that I'll just be like, there's my breaker box. There's my shed. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. Well, and y'all do
whenever
the rest.
You're ready, call us. We're ready to help you.
All right. Well, let me ask you this before we wrap this thing up. It's always fun to kind of hear maybe a fun story or something from out in the field. Do y'all have one, either one of you, that you wouldn't mind sharing, something that may have been funny that happened? See, this is what I love. So like with Captain Marty, you know, we got Captain Marty on.
Right.
Captain Marty does his other side of fishing. You know, people think, oh, go out fishing, catch all these fish, come back in. But there's also other little funny things that can happen when you're out in the water. And Marty will tell all about them, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I was wondering, like, is there anything like you've been out on a site somewhere or doing something, a job of some sort, and just something you would consider funny happening to yourself or to somebody else, or something you don't mind telling a story on somebody?
Aaron, I'm going to let you start.
Let me start. Funny story not coming to the forefront. I know there is, because you can't be in the trades without a funny story happening. I know my wife would probably say I gave her all the gray hairs.
Okay.
Because she doesn't like it when, you know, on the job, sometimes you got to be up in the air, whether a tall ladder, scissor lift, whatnot. So I find it amusing to take a picture from the height and just send it to her. And of course, she always replies back, you're killing me. But funny story off top, I think for me, what is kind of comical is when individuals, they call us for a job.
Okay.
But then try to explain to us how to do the job you just called me to do. So for anybody in the trade, they will understand it's comical, but, you know, it's a little aggravating. But then you see them trying to do the job because they watch the YouTube video or the DIYers. And so while it's a little irritating, that's comical.
Okay.
Trying to watch.
Right. Yeah, I got you. And then you got to go fix whatever they.
Yeah, you fix. And, yeah. And I'll tell you, you come out cheaper. You really do come out cheaper to just call us from the beginning instead of trying to do it yourself.
There you go.
Really, you do.
Okay. Okay. What about you, Mr. Michael? You got a kind of an interesting smile on your face right now.
Oh, there's so many, but I don't know which ones are appropriate for this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. The trade is a sacred place. Sometimes all the stories can be shared.
That's fine. What happens on the site stays on the site. Right, is that where we're at? Okay.
I will say, actually, I'd rather not.
Okay, that's fine. No.
Trey wouldn't like it.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. We won't go there then. We won't go there. Guys, thanks for coming in. Very interested to learn more about ELSOBX. And, of course, you're online at ELSOBX.com. Right. And as you said, no job too big, no job too small kind of thing, ready to be of assistance in any way. If you reach out to these gentlemen within 24 hours, you're going to have a call back, a text back, an email back, something from them, you know, to reach out and touch base with you to see about when they can do whatever it is you need them to do. If you're a do-it-yourselfer like we were talking about, or if you're in the trade itself and you need some supplies, things you're not sure that you don't have or whatnot, you can always go to their storefront. And like you were saying, down south, if somebody down south, they calls you up like, listen.
Here to help out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't mind. We get free quotes. You know, we'll come look at a job. We'll give you a quote for free. Call and just, I had one customer, they called, end up FaceTiming them and helped them through the problem, which was good for them. It saved them some money. We're just here to help people out because if you trust me, you're going to call me.
That's
and if
right.
If you trust me, then you're going to refer me to others. So I want to earn your trust, and I want to work with you no matter what aspect, whether we FaceTime or come to the site, we're here to help you.
That's very big, very big. And Well, I appreciate you guys coming in today. Is there anything else? Is there any mental stone we left unturned today?
I don't think so, Justin. I just appreciate you having us on here. And like Aaron stated, we're here to help the entire Outer Banks, commercial, residential side, lighting, whatever it may be, just ELSOBX.com or through our Facebook. Or
what's the phone number?
252-305-8444.
8444. Yes. 305-8444 is how you can get them on the telephone.
Absolutely. And I want to give a quick shout out.
Yeah, shout outs. Please, absolutely. Give shout outs. I want shout outs.
Shout outs. Well, first, definitely got to shout out the family, my wife, Crystal. You know, she's dealt with me being in the trades for 20 plus years, and that's not an easy job. So shout out to her, my kids. And then also want to give a shout out to the Manio High School wrestling team. Coach Metz out there is doing a great job. We had the honor of being one of their sponsors this season.
Oh, very nice.
So absolutely, we like giving back to the community. So we were one of Manio High School wrestling team, one of their sponsors. They had a great year. This was the first year that they put out a girls team and a guys team. Both did excellent. And Coach Metz is doing a great job out there at Manio High School. So need to get involved. Get Austin out there. Get him ready.
Well, he's trying to perfect the figure four leg lock now. So hey, once we get that perfected, I'll take him out there.
Coach Metz can help get that work going to where you never know. He'll be at WrestleMania with you.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Get him to WrestleMania.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Michael, any shout outs for you, my friend?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Aaron for when came here full time in Outer Banks. He helped me out he saw that I was more commercially inclined. So he took the residential division and ran with it. And I have complete trust in him. And we operate like a well-tuned machine, that is.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. That's always good to be working well together in that world, you know. And
one to Trey for putting up with me. I could not. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. ELSOBX.com, where you can find them online, and you can get with them about any project you got coming up or anything like that. So, guys, thank you so much for coming in, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Justin.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
All right, Striper's Bar and Grill right there on Highway 64, or off of Highway 64, part of the Shallowbag Bay Club in Manio. Going to be doing a podcast from there in the near future. I'm really looking forward to that simply because I get to go up on the third floor, hang out up top, and do it from up there. And, I mean, it's a great place to be watching, like, the 4th of July fireworks. The food's phenomenal. The service is impeccable. The people are super cool. Shout out to MJ. Love her so much. That Striper's Bar and Grill, part of the Shallowbag Bay Club in Manio. It's behind the McDonald's and Daryl's restaurant. If you turn right there, there's a little road that separates McDonald's and Daryl's. Psh, right straight to the back. Go all the way to the back and get you to Striper's Bar and Grill. All right, let's take a look. Gosh, some events going on around the Outer Banks. And don't forget, all of the events that I'm going to mention can be found online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. And if you know of any events, please send them my way. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. It's podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. And I will gladly get them put on and discussed and talked about, okay? Okay. Also, if you listen, you want to shout out, want to get talked about, that is something else that you can do as well. Podcast at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Let me shift gears real quick. There's an event in my email somewhere that I need to pull up, and I should have already done this, but I did not. So where is it? Where is it? There it is. What is this event? There it is. Okay, got it ready. Ooh, it's coming up on Sunday, May 12th. It's a Mother's Day Royal Tea Party, but I'll talk about it when I get to that date. Don't forget, events, support your local high school, middle school athletics, baseball, softball, tennis, golf, all taking place right now. Go be a big support system for those young athletes. All your trivia nights, your live music, They got Singo over at Stripers. Go check out all those live events that are taking place online as well. Trivia Nights, as I was saying a moment ago. They got them at Shipwrecks, Buffalo City Distillery, Sandtrap Tavern, Outer Banks Distilling, New Vines, the Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden. Lots of fun nights going on at these different places. They got trivia nights and things. The aquarium has lots of fun stuff going on, but make sure you make reservations for that. Sunday brunch takes place every Sunday at Cafe Pamlico in Buxton from 8 until noon. And they do yoga on the patio every Tuesday and Thursday starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you can go enjoy a majestic view of the Pamlico Sound and feel the chi. You can... yes. Bring yourself centered. Part the wild horse's mane. Yeah, all that fun stuff. I don't do yoga, but if that's what you do, have at it. Again, Bike Week still going on this week as well. The ESA Mid-Atlantic Surf Regional Championship is happening this week in the 26th, 27th, and 28th at Jeanette's Pier. So you can go watch some folks shred some gnarly waves because that's always a fun thing to do. I thought about entering, but I was like, nah, I'll wait for the entire East Coast Surfing Championship before I enter. You know, I'm not just going to do Jeanette's Pier. It's light work. Yeah, it's dog water, bro. I'm totally kidding. I can't surf at all. So if you're a surfer, don't be offended by that. I'm not trying to get beat up. Oh, the 12th annual Scallywag 5K, 10K, and half marathons going on in Ocracoke on the 27th and the 28th this weekend as well. Oh, here's one of my favorites. The Chef's Table with Chef Cody Hooker. It's happening at New Vines. Next one coming up this Tuesday, April 30th. You need to get your tickets now, though, because it will sell out. First Friday coming up May 3rd in downtown Manio. There's a tequila dinner happening Monday, May 6th at Cafe Pamlico. All the details for that are online in on PamlicoSound.com. Hey, Cooper Greer is going to be jamming out at the Pioneer Theater Thursday, May 9th, starting at 7 o'clock. Kids Fest coming up. That is going to be happening Friday, May 10th at Festival Park in Manio. That's always a fun event put on by the Children and Youth Partnership of Dare County. Always a great time had at Kids Fest. The kids eat it up. The parents, it's just kind of like a big play date because all their friends are there. When the kids show up, all the other kids are there, and it's just like one big play date, and they all get to have a lot of fun. Where did that term come from, play date? That's something to think about. We might talk about that another time. But yeah, Kids Fest, Friday, May 10th, Festival Park in Manio. Dare Arts is having their annual Artrageous Kids Art Festival Saturday, May 11th from 10 to 3 at Dowdy Park. This is a family-free event, and it is a family-friendly event, and it is free. So that's Dare Arts, Artrageous Kids Art Festival Saturday, May 11th from 10 until 3. And this was sent to me by my friend Claire. This is the Mother's Day Royal Tea Party. It is a delightful French tea party fit for royalty. I feel like I should say it's in a British accent. And treat your mother to an unforgettable experience. Indulge in culinary journey through the exquisite flavors of France, featuring a 5-course dessert tasting showcasing the finest tarts, pastries, and cakes. See, Claire's cakes. This is all going on at Ortega's on May 12th. Okay, hey, it's at Ortega's too. She's a fantastic culinary arts person. Claire is. What is it? A baker? What do you call him? I don't know. You get what I'm saying? Going to be mocktails, handcrafted cocktails, all sorts of fun stuff going on at Ortega's on Mother's Day Royal Tea Party happening Sunday, May 12th, starting at 3 o'clock. Claire's Cakes is putting it on. It's going to be a good time. So, Claire, that one's for you, sweetheart. She sent me that over the weekend. I said, I'll gladly talk about that for you. So those are just some of the events that are going on around the Outer Banks. You can find all the other events online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. Click on the events tab, and you can see in the entirety of what's going on up and down the beach and things you may want to participate on. I just highlight a few here on the Outer Banks This Week podcast. All right, going to wrap things up here in just a few moments. But first, man, we just did a video for this guy the other day, and it was absolutely awesome. One of my best friends in the world, Mr. Ryan Walker, of Wanchese Off-Road Diesel Performance.
When it comes to general maintenance or major modifications on your diesel vehicle, look no further than Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance in Kill Devil Hills. Master mechanic Ryan Walker developed the plan for having his own auto shop over 20 years ago, and today he owns the premium diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks. To have him and his crew take a look under your hood, give him a call today at 252-715-0025 or find him on social media. Wanchee's Off-Road Diesel Performance, the diesel performance powerhouse of the Outer Banks.
All right. I don't believe I forgot anything. If I did, I'll just mention it in the next podcast. I just got to make sure I take a note because I'm getting to that age and I don't even really feel like I'm that old. Like, I'll be 40 in October. And if I don't write things down or put them in my notes, my template that I have this piece of paper here. You hear that? You hear that? That is my template. That is my guideline, my outline for the podcast. I write a new one every week. And a lot of times whenever I tell somebody, I'm going to put them in my shout out list, I can access this shared doc from my phone, from my computer, wherever I am, as long as I log in on my email address and put the notes in there. And I got to start doing a better job at that. I live and die by a calendar these days. It's unfortunate, but that's just the way my life is right now. Because if I don't have it in my calendar or I don't write it down on my podcast template, I end up forgetting it. So hopefully I didn't forget anything this week. And if I did, please email me, podcast at outerbanksthisweek.com, and let me know. I want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Michael and Mr. Aaron for coming in again today from ELS OBX in Manio. Yeah, lighting solutions, anything you can count on. Love them so much. Fantastic folks. Very good people, and look forward to seeing them do all these big projects they got coming up. It's going to be a great time. Next week, going to have Alexandra Nolte from Roanoke Island Fitness Lab come in, talk about fitness activities that you can do on the Outer Banks while on vacation, things that you can do on the beach, things that you can do in your own home, things that you could take advantage of while you're here, places you could go to get that extra little oomph. Because, you know, fitness don't take a break. When you go on vacation, you should still maybe try to do a little bit of exercise. And I'll tell you, people use that bike path on the beach road between Nag's Head and Kitty Hawk some sort of ferociously. They're running, they're jogging, they're walking, they're biking, whatever. That's a good way to stay in shape. But there's other things that you could do as well that could help. And Alex is going to come in and talk about these things. So really looking forward to having her in to talk about it as well. And maybe mention the lab. We might, because I'm a member and I am an instructor there. So we might talk about that as well. All right, that's going to do it for me. Episode number 61 of the podcast, the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Again, all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. If it has doors, it can be yours. Go check out their inventory online at kellysobxauto.com. Go say hey to Dakota and Kelly over there. Fantastic folks. Once you get in there, talk to them, hang out with them. You get a vehicle, you will become a repeat customer. Guaranteed. I will almost put a stamp of guarantee on that because I like them a lot and they're fantastic. But they got me a car, they got me a shed, and I'm very thankful and very happy with both of those purchases. So again, online at kellysobxauto.com. Again, we're having Alex in next week, Alexandra Nolte from Roanoke Island Fitness Lab to talk to us. So that's going to be fun. Looking forward to that. Also, we're going to be having a standalone podcast coming up, a tribute to Charlie Griffin that we're going to be doing with Captain Marty, John Bayless, and a few others. So stand by for that. We're going to record that next week. So that's something else we're going to be doing. So keep that in mind. All right, episode 61 of the podcast, getting ready to sign this thing off. So in the words of the late, great Freestyle Bob, later.
This has been another radical edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe, follow us on social media, and listen every Thursday for a new episode.